Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful to have this special time with you today. Tomorrow, we'll celebrate Independence Day in the United States of America. So today, you and I and the people all over the world who are tuning in with us are going to work with the Company of Heaven to consecrate that energy that's going to be released in the celebration of the independence of the United States of America, and consecrate that energy to add to the light of the world. This is such a powerful time, and so much is going on in the United States with our government and the elections and all of those things, as well as what's going on with elections and governments of all of the countries throughout the world. So we're going to work together to lift all of it up, because everything is in a really difficult and challenging time, which is very normal when there's so much light flowing into the planet. As we've talked about several times, this is an unprecedented summer, and these energies that are pouring in are pushing everything that conflicts with the light of God to the surface. And certainly, our governments have done much that conflicts with the light of God. So what's happening now is we're beginning to see this. And it's not coming up to cause us grief and aggravation. It's coming up so that we can expose it in the light and transmute it back into its original divine potential. So first, we'll join with the Company of Heaven and transmute the negativity that's associated with both people and governments that's being pushed to the surface all over the world to be healed. Then we'll invoke the light of God to empower the highest divine potential for all of the people on this planet, as well as all of the governments of the world. Through our collective consciousness, we'll co-create a force field of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet as we accomplish this goal. I think it's obvious to everyone on the planet that our government and the individuals involved with the governments around the world need divine intervention and a major shift of consciousness in order to solve the monumental problems that are surfacing everywhere to be healed and transmuted back into light. The unified invocations of light workers, and I personally perceive everyone on the planet to be a light worker, whether they are consciously aware of it or not, but the unified invocations of the light workers and the Company of the Heaven have the ability to profoundly affect the world and what is happening around the world in relation to all governments and how governments everywhere are responding to the heartfelt calls for freedom and equality from their people. The United States of America is destined to play a vitally important facet in this divine plan. So today we're going to invoke the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame that have recently been given to the planet by Saint Germain and the legions of light that are associated with the violet flame. This is a higher frequency of this sacred fire that reflects the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God than Earth has ever been able to receive. This violet flame will purge the negativity in Washington, D.C., and the negativity that's manifesting everywhere else in the United States of America at national, state, and local levels. And it will clear the way for the establishment of the new archetypes for the formation of divine government and divine government for the planet. Divine government for this planet will be a government of the I Am Presences of Humanity, by the I Am Presences of Humanity, for the I Am Presences of Humanity. And each person's I Am Presence only works toward the highest good for all concerned, with the consciousness of oneness and reverence for all life. This will be a government that will honor every country and its peoples, and the government that will perpetually work toward the highest good of all concerned and all life evolving on this planet, not just humanity, but the elemental kingdom and the angelic kingdom as well. Because of the urgency of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have granted a cosmic dispensation to the Company of Heaven. Our godparents have been given the beings of light permission to intervene in our lives in new and profound ways. Whenever we are invoking assistance from on high, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify our prayers, our meditations, our decrees, our affirmations, and our visualizations, and every other aspect of our service to humanity and the light. They've been granted permission to amplify our individual efforts and our collective efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This means that every time we invoke assistance from on high, we are actually speaking and acting with the power and might of 1,000,000 people, 1,000 times our individual self, 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine. This means that in the twinkling of an eye, we can transmute into light literally lifetimes worth of humanity's human miscreations. This is the purpose of this online radio program, Awaken Your Divine Potential. During our sacred time together today and throughout these series of classes, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light, and your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. We are all one, and I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. So we need to consciously remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, we breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. And as we do, we ask our I Am presence to join our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Then collectively, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of the solar violet flame and the flame of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving. As we breathe in and out deeply again, this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands through our heart flames and flows into the heart flame of every soul evolving on this planet. The power and might of the 12 frequency of fifth dimensional solar violet flame and God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of light around this planet. This unified flame of divine love and fifth dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame is spanning the abyss from the lowest and most discordant frequencies of energy on Earth into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her government, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The obsolete patterns of greed, the abuse of power, corruption, and fear are being pushed to the surface all over the planet. And these patterns are bringing to our conscious mind the atrocities that humanity has inflicted on each other. But these patterns that are being pushed to the surface are beginning to crumble away before our very eyes. This is a vital and necessary facet of the unfolding divine plan. Through miracles that are taking place this year, the archetypes for our new planetary cause of divine love are being downloaded through humanity's heart flames from the causal body of our Father, Mother, God. These patterns, as they flow through our heart flame, are beginning to reflect on the unformed divine plan in the physical plane of Earth. In order for these patterns of perfection to physically manifest in our lives, everything that conflicts with them must be pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. So as the patterns of perfection flow through our heart plane into the physical plane, they enter the core of purity in every electron and activate in every electron of energy that facet of life's original divine potential. So it pushes to the surface everything that conflicts with that. So these patterns of perfection, for instance, reflect God's infinite abundance. And so when it enters all of the frequencies of poverty, lack, and limitation, it activates in that core of purity the patterns of divine abundance and pushes everything that conflicts with that to the surface. These patterns of perfection also include vibrant health. And so these patterns enter all of the energy manifesting as disease of any kind on the physical plane. It activates the infinite potential of physical perfection and pushes everything that conflicts with that to the surface. It also contains the patterns of eternal peace. So these patterns of perfection enter the core of purity in every electron manifesting as war or hate or imbalance of any kind in the physical plane and activates the divine potential of eternal peace, pushing everything that conflicts with it to the surface. So from outer appearances, we easily see the negativity being pushed to the surface. So it looks as though things are getting worse. But actually, nothing could be further from the truth. These things are coming up because they're being forced to the surface by the most intensified influx of God's light that the earth has experienced since the initial impulse of our fall from grace eons ago. As the old behavior patterns, which have caused humanity's pain and suffering for eons of time, are pushed to the surface to be transmuted into light and begin crumbling away, a void is left where these destructive energies used to exist. It is a scientific fact that nature abhors a vacuum. So if humanity does not fill these voids with patterns of perfection for the new Earth and our new planetary cause of divine love, then heavy discordant patterns will be pulled back in to those pockets where the old energy used to exist. And we certainly don't want that to happen. So what we are seeing now is the need for us to not only use the violet flame to transmute the negativity, but then to empower and flood the planet with those patterns of perfection that are being downloaded from the causal body of God. People everywhere realize that the old archetypes are crumbling away and cannot exist in the new fifth-dimensional frequencies that we are moving into. So the people that are responsible for creating these old patterns and clinging to them, we're witnessing panic-stricken people who have grossly abused their power, desperately trying to cling to the crumbling patterns that used to work for them through greed and selfishness and corruption and war. But their efforts will be futile if lightworkers fulfill our end of the bargain, which is to invoke the light of God to transmute the negativity and then flood those pockets with the new patterns of perfection. It is important for us to remember that light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented fear-based consciousness of people who are clinging to those obsolete patterns of greed, corruption, the abuse of power, and the lack of reverence for life. If we will use our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to invoke the invoke the patterns of perfection. Each and every day, our victory will be assured, and those patterns will quickly be transmuted. This is why all of the prophecies of old foretold this time as a time when the negativity will be transmuted in the twinkling of an eye. Not because our beloved Jesus rides in on a white cloud and does this for us, but because you and I and the rest of humanity learn to implement the path of divine love that Jesus taught us and the rest of the avatars of the various world religions taught us, so that we can truly co-create then new patterns of perfection, birthing a renaissance of divine love for all life on this planet. We are receiving the maximum assistance that cosmic law will allow from our sisters and brothers in the realms of illumined truth. But these beings of light cannot do this for us. They have, however, been given permission by our Father, Mother, God to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold if we ask for their divine intervention. As I mentioned, that means that when each of us is invoking the light, the beings of light have the ability to amplify our efforts as though there are 1,000,000 of us invoking the light. The invocations and visualizations we will focus on today to consecrate the energies from our celebration tomorrow, the 4th of July in the United States of America, have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. And these gifts are designed to pave the way for the Immaculate Concept, which is the divine blueprint for divine government in the United States of America, as well as all of the countries of the world. All we have to do is turn on the news to see the negativity being pushed to the surface associated with the governments of the world, and specifically the United States of America during this political season. So let's join together in one point of consciousness and invoke the light of God on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth, with powerful influences of light flooding through the hearts and minds of every person associated with the governments of the United States at national, state, and local levels, and the governments and the people associated with the governments of every country on this planet. We are powerful beyond our knowing, and our unified efforts today will be amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold, and then increased exponentially with the expansion of life through the celebration of the energies of the 4th of July that will be celebrated in the United States tomorrow. I will state these invocations in the first person so that we'll all experience them personally and tangibly. But remember, we are one with all life, so we are also serving as surrogates, and we are invoking this light on behalf of all humanity, every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. So let's begin by creating a force field of light in, through, and around Washington, D.C. Please follow me through these visualizations with the full power of your attention. Breathing in deeply and exhaling. I am going within to the flame of divinity in my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am presence. From this level of divine consciousness, I am now one with my Father, Mother, God, and the realms of illumined truth. Through the full divine potential blazing in my heart, I now invoke beloved Archangel Michael and the legions of power and protection associated with his first cause of God's will, protection, and infinite light. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am within my heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. And by the power of God's light, every heart flame. Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection descend into the atmosphere of Earth. Under his direction, his mighty legions of power and protection traverse the planet north, south, east, and west, and descend into the energy fields of every man, woman, and child on this planet. Archangel Michael directs additional legions of his power and protection to come forth now and to descend into Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas for the most intensified purging and cleansing that cosmic law will allow. Beloved legions of light, descend into Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas. With your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force, every thought, word, action, or feeling that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace and instantly transmute with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame, its cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. This activity of light is instantaneously accomplished. And now, beloved Archangel Michael, I ask that you direct your legions of power and protection to expand this service into every state, city, town, and homestead in the United States of America. With your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantaneously transmute with the power of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame, its cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. This activity of light is instantaneously accomplished under the direction of Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection. Now Archangel Michael directs his legions to expand this divine service into every country, nation, city, province, town, and hamlet on planet Earth. Beloved ones, with your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantaneously transmute with the fifth dimensional solar violet flame its cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. This activity of light is instantaneously accomplished. Now, beloved legions of light, in the full authority of God's will on earth, I command that every location where negativity was removed, that the patterns of perfection for divine government and our new planetary cause of divine love shall fill these voids to be permanently established now and forever. Through the presence of God, I am, I ask for a special cosmic dispensation. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, envelop Washington, D.C., the United States of America, and every country on earth in the fiery embrace of the flames of divine wisdom transfiguring divine love, divine will, purity, and illumination, until divine government and all of the infinite patterns of perfection associated with divine government and our new planetary cause of divine love are firmly established in every country of the world. I make this invocation, this command, and this decree through the power of God. I am pulsating in every heart flame. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Now, under the direction of beloved Saint Germain and the legions of the Violet Flame, descending into the atmosphere of Earth to taking their strategic positions around this planet, are the Goddess of Liberty, who stands at the cardinal point to the north, the Goddess of Divine Justice, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the east, the Goddess of Freedom, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the south, and the Goddess of Victory, who takes her strategic point at the position at the cardinal point to the west. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the creative fire pulsating in every heart, I invoke the Goddess of Liberty and all legions of light associated with the flame of liberty. And I invoke the Goddess of Divine Justice and all of the legions of light associated with divine justice. And the Goddess of Freedom and all of the legions of light associated with the divine quality of freedom. And the Goddess of Victory and all of the legions of light associated with victory. I invoke the Silent Watcher for Washington, D.C., beloved Columbia, and all of the mighty guardians and cosmic beings who dwell in the etheric complex over Washington, D.C. Blessed ones, come forth now and assist me and all humanity with the most powerful cleansing activity humanity and the Earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. As one unified heart, I now invoke the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet transmuting flame of forgiveness and forgetfulness. Blaze, 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 the sacred solar violet fire in through and around all inharmonious action, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that I or any other part of life have ever placed into the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of forgiveness and forgetfulness, transmute this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever, back into its original divine potential. Blaze and sustain the new fifth-dimensional solar violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns and the cosmic blue lightning of divine will, power, faith, and authority from the great, great central sun in, through, and around the President of the United States of America and his cabinet. Intensify this light now and forever. Blaze this activity of light with the power and might of 1,000 suns through the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America. Intensify this activity of light and sustain it now and forever. Blaze this violet light with the power and might of 1,000 suns from the great, great central sun and the cosmic blue lightning of divine will, power, faith, and authority in, through, and around the Supreme Court and all courts of law and all legal procedures, and sustain this activity of light now and forever. Blaze this intensified activity of light with the power and might of 1,000 suns through the United Nations and all of its members. Intensify and sustain this activity of light daily and hourly, now and forever. Legions of light, intensify this fifth dimensional solar violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns and the cosmic blue lightning of divine will, power, faith, and authority from the great, great central sun in, through, and around all world leaders and every person associated with the governments of Earth at national, state, and local level. From this moment forth, and expand and intensify this activity of light now and forever. I accept this victoriously accomplished through the power of God. I am, and so it is. Beloved legions of light that I have called forth this sacred and holy day, I ask you now to blaze, blaze, blaze this solar violet fire with the power and might of 1,000 suns through the Pentagon, the State Department, the White House, both houses of Congress, the congressional offices, the Capitol building, and all government buildings. Create a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential onto which the divine matrix and archetypes for divine government and our new planetary cause of divine love will be imprinted and activated. Thank you, blessed friends of heaven, for your immeasurable assistance to all life on Earth during this auspicious year and this unprecedented cosmic moment. I now invoke the aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun, beloved El and Allah. The aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the great central sun, beloved Eloah and Eloah. The aspects of our Father, Mother, God from our central sun, beloved Alpha and Omega. And the aspects of our Father, Mother, God from our physical sun, beloved Helios and Vesta. Blessed ones, come forth now. Blaze your great power, your transfiguring divine love and wisdom into every facet of the government within the United States of America at national, state, and local levels. And blaze this sacred light into every facet of government in every country of the world. Beloved legions of light, hold every man, woman, and child in your heart of hearts and infuse each one with the divine truth of oneness, God's will, and reverence for all life. Throughout the universe, under the direction of beloved Saint Germain, the cosmic liberty bell is now ringing, signifying the establishment of the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom and the age of divine government through our new planetary cause of divine love for this precious planet. All is in readiness, and I feel the stargate of my heart now opening to full breath. I am an instrument of God. I am serving on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. From deep within the silence of my heart, within the divinity of my fifth dimensional I Am presence, I now affirm I am the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and my time is at hand. I am the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and my time is at hand. I am the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and my time is at hand. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the activation of the immaculate concept of the matrix and archetypes for the fifth dimensional patterns of divine government, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now call forth divine government. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. I invoke the great beings of light associated with divine government to this planet, and I invoke the beloved ascended masters guarding all of the evolutions of Earth. Blessed ones, blaze the sacred fires of God's perfect will and divine illumination in, through, and around every person involved with the governments of Earth at national, state, and local levels. Blaze the sacred fires of God's will and divine illumination in, through, and around the electorate, all of those who will be voting for the governments of the world, and the governmental officials of all nations. Let each of them feel and tangibly experience the power, wisdom, and love nature of our Father, Mother, God flowing through them as they elect their governments and vote on all issues before them from this moment forth. Seal this activity of light in the cosmic threefold flame anchored within the hearts of all humanity. Expand this light daily and hourly, 1,000 times 1,000-fold, the blue flame of our Father God's divine power, the pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, which we have always known as the Holy Spirit, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's enlightenment, Christ consciousness. And together, as one unified force of pure divine light, heaven and earth becomes one. As we decree, victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now breathe the breath of the Holy Spirit into the deepest recesses of my being. Every breath I take cleanses my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I hold the focus of my attention on each breath as it lifts me into the full embrace of my I Am Presence. I surrender to the perfection of my true God reality, and my I Am Presence takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth. From within the silence of my heart, I affirm, I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I invoke the all-pervading light of the universe, the supreme source of all life, all that is, my Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am. And I kneel within my heart in recognition of this light of the cosmos. I draw forth the flames representing the threefold activity of light as exemplified by the Holy Trinity blazing in my heart. I invoke the blue flame, which represents the divine power of my Father God, the pink flame, which represents the divine love of my Mother God, and I invoke the yellow-gold flame, which represents the divine wisdom of the sons and daughters of God, the I am presence within each heart flame. Beloved Father, Mother God, come now and assert your rightful authority within me and within all humanity. Show us how to reverently express the perfectly balanced activity of love, wisdom, and power. O Supreme Light, I acknowledge you in all life, and I give gratitude for the glorious cosmic and ascended beings as I invoke them and the great angelic host to amplify the energy which I am releasing to assist with co-creating divine government, the new earth, and our new planetary cause of divine love. This new planetary cause of divine love, reflecting a government of the I Am Presence for humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity, is now reflecting through my heart flame onto the unmanifest divine potential within humanity's newly activated 12 solar strands of DNA and the unformed primal light of the physical plane of Earth. Beloved Presence of God, the source of all that is, I love and adore you. I acknowledge you as the owner and giver of my life, my intelligence, my substance, my all. Seal me in the love, wisdom, and power of victorious accomplishment. Blaze your light before me and prepare the way that I may always walk in this path of light. Guard and protect me. Guide and direct me. And give me the illumination of the truth that will set me free. Help me to be your divine love in action at all times, and sustain your love through me to bless all life with my every thought, word, feeling, action, and belief. I invoke the I Am Presence of every soul that is in any way associated with the government of the earth to now direct, sustain, and expand the portion of the divine plan which is that soul's destiny. I invoke the legions of light throughout infinity to direct their full gathered momentum of loving all illumined, loving and illumined obedience to God's will. Blaze this light into the feelings, the mind, and the worlds of all governmental and business leaders throughout the planet, so that every person associated with the governments of the world and the businesses of the world is reflecting a oneness of all life, a reverence for all life, and the highest good for all concerned, creating win-win situations of abundance, prosperity, and mutual respect through every venture on this planet. Through the power and presence of Almighty God, I am, I decree that divine government shall manifest now, and that all humanity shall follow the will of God, and so it is, beloved, I am. I now lift this activity of light to a higher level. Beloved Elohim, the mighty builders of form, the first cause of God's perfection, come forth now and intensify this activity of light, bringing in higher frequencies than we have previously been able to experience. I feel this light expanding through my heart flame. And in the name and by the power and authority of the presence of God, I am. I invoke the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, associated with the highest frequencies of the solar violet flame that we've ever experienced, with the power and might of exponential activities of light. Expand this in through and around every electron that makes up the atoms of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Hold this newly experienced violet flame, sustained, and double it every hour until these earthly vehicles are fully assimilated into the perfection of our crystalline-based solar light bodies. Expand and intensify daily and hourly the mightiest action of this violet fire through all nations, all races, all cultures, creeds, and religions in every country of the world. Blaze the violet flame through every person's home, place of occupation, and overall environment until the perfection of the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love is manifest for all life. Expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of this violet fire in through and around the cause and core of the creative centers of all doubt and fear in the earth, on the earth, and in the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these creative centers into expressions of God confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing. Now, beloved ones, expand and expand this violet fire of purification and transmutation in through and around the landed surface, the waters, and the peoples of every country, province, state, city, town, and hamlet in the world. Establish a mighty focus of the violet fire in the etheric realms over each of these locations and intensify this purifying activity of light daily and hourly, with every breath we take. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved victorious presence of God, I am, I now speak directly to the heart of the violet flame. Sacred fire, enfold me in the purifying, forgiving, healing substance of your light, which causes the consciousness and feeling of divine love and freedom to flow through me constantly to bless all life. Let this purifying essence saturate the atmosphere wherever I live, move, breathe, and have my being, so that its miracle-working presence will give tangible proof of your reality to all humanity. As this activity of light manifests through me, it simultaneously manifests through every person on earth through his or her I Am presence. Beloved violet flame, direct legions of your angels of the violet fire to blaze the flame of forgiveness and freedom into the heart of every evolving soul so that we will all learn to use our light to the fullest in the service to life and the cause of divine love on planet Earth. Beloved victorious violet fire of freedom's love, I love you, and I do now, most earnestly and sincerely, call you into dynamic action. Perpetually blaze this transmuting flame with this solar violet flame frequency into the beings and worlds of every man, woman, and child and so it is. Now, in the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. We, the children of earth, humbly come within the heart of our Father, Mother, God, to invoke into the physical plane of earth the most intensified activity of God's will ever manifested in the history of time. We invoke the legions of light serving this blessed planet to absorb this divine essence into every fiber of their earthly being and project it into the heart flame and conscious mind of every person associated with the governments of this planet in any way, shape, or form. Blaze the cosmic flame of God's will through each of these souls and clear away any destructive activity of their own free will which might rush in to try and impede their conscious desire to do God's will. Help them to become and remain obedient to the law of harmony and to be God in action at all times. Seal all governmental positions individually and collectively in the radiance of God's will. Reveal through illumination's flame the divine purpose and plan for each office and each individual, and give each person the spiritual courage and the desire to fulfill that plan perfectly. Let the will of God be manifest in, through, and around all governments of the world, now and forever. Let the will of God be manifest in, through, and around all the governments of the world, now and forever. Let the will of God be manifest in, through, and around all of the governments of the world, now and forever. Let the light of God that is eternally victorious illumine and lead all humanity everywhere. We consciously accept this manifesting now, even as we call, and so it is, beloved I am. Blessed legions of light, we ask that you gather up every electron of precious life energy that is expended tomorrow and throughout the world on the celebration of freedom and liberty through any of the governments of the world and all of the governments of the world. Purify this light with the light of a thousand suns. Add it to the light that we have invoked this sacred and holy day, and expand that collective light 1,000 times 1,000-fold, utilizing it for bringing forth the patterns of perfection into tangible manifest reality for divine government, oneness, reverence for all life, and the highest good for all concerned. We realize the oneness of all life, and in deep humility, we bow before the light of the cosmos as we all serve as pulsations of light in the body of the Supreme Source, I Am. And so it is, beloved, I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically for a few moments. Precious hearts, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth available to everyone who is interested. If you'd like more information, please go to our website, eraofpeace.org. We have webinars, the archives for the radio program, years worth of newsletter archives, all available to you on our website, as well as other products that have been given to us from the Company of Heaven. Our website address is eraofpeace.org. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.